Thanks for downloading this episode of Leadership Bites with Pastor Brian Dahlman. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, Andy Jones, we had some really fun and exciting news this week.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, the Olympics started.
No. No.
No, okay, I'm just joking. It was more about Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
World champs, man.
That's pretty amazing.
This is the first podcast you've ever done with the Seahawks being world champions.
Yes, it's true. Yeah.
It feels pretty good, doesn't it?
It does. It feels really good. Did you go riot in the streets on Monday night?
Sunday night.
Yeah,
Super Bowl night. No.
Uh-huh.
I just felt too old. I really did.
Uh-huh.
You know, I tucked the kids into bed, and I'm like, I'm going to go back.
Yeah.
I was going to go see the plane come in if it came in right away, but it didn't.
Yep. Yeah.
So, did you go riot?
No, I did not go riot, but here's what I sat at home thinking. If I was not an old married man with a kid, I would be out there, you know?
Yeah, and I thought that too, and then I felt bad because I'm like, I made an excuse.
Yeah.
I could have gone.
Uh-huh. Right.
My wife gave me permission. I could have left.
Well, you went to the parade, though. So.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
Cold. Fun.
6 hours of cold, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I saw on Twitter this week something I thought was fun. It was a hashtag that people played along with and participated in. I wish I thought of it, but I didn't. So anyway, it was a hashtag that said meaningless church jargon. Meaningless church jargon.
Lots of that.
Yeah. So my favorite one was on there. My like favorite to not use or make fun of.
Yeah.
Doing life together. I mean, like, what is the alternative? Dead together?
Right.
You know? Yeah. It's like, I don't get it. Whatever.
I know you don't like it. You said before you don't like that one. Mm-hmm. Have you ever accidentally said it?
I probably have. I'm sure. Yeah, I've probably prayed it before, too. Uh-huh. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you? You got one?
I have the two phrases. They mean the same thing. It's when a pastor or teacher, whoever's up front, says, let me unpack this a little bit, or I want to drill down on this for a moment.
Yeah.
And I always think, that's your job.
Right.
Like, you're already supposed to do that. You don't need to tell me that you're doing it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've done it, but I probably have. I probably have.
I don't like those ones either. Well, I also read this week online an article from Addie Zierman, and it's called 5 Churchy Phrases That Are Scaring Off Millennials.
Hmm.
So I found it fascinating, kind of interesting. She had also asked for people to submit the, you know, top 5, specifically millennials, top 5 phrases that were, annoying.
To clarify before you go on, millennials, we're talking 1980-ish, 1982, 3, 4, and...
Mm-hmm. And younger?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So here's what she said. This is what I can tell you about millennials. We grew up on easy answers, catchphrases, and cliche. And if we've learned anything, it's that things are almost always more complicated than that. Then she goes on and says, here are the 5 top responses that I got on church cliches that we hate the most.
Mm-hmm.
So, number 1, the Bible clearly says. The Bible clearly says.
Hmm.
That one actually scares me, too. I mean, I have to admit it, because I feel like it's what someone's really saying is my interpretation clearly says, or, you know, here's my favorite verse to bash you with. I'm not sure. Anyway, she says, we want to hear our pastor's approach to these words with humility and reverence, saying, this is where study and prayer have led me, but I could be wrong, does infinitely more to secure our trust than the Bible clearly says.
Yeah.
Great suggestion. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, God will never give you more than you can handle.
That one almost made my list, yeah.
Did
for
it?
Sure.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's a frustrating one. You know, people will quickly say, no, there's a verse that sounds a lot like that, but if you read the context, it's about temptation.
Yep.
So it's not about hardships or pain or suffering.
Yeah, because bad stuff happens.
Exactly.
It really does.
Yeah. Yep. Number 3, love on. For example, as youth group leaders, we're just here to love on those kids.
Oh, that's not good. That's not good.
Here's what she said. She said, in addition to sounding just plain creepy, this phrase also has troubling implications. We may understand that we need help, but we certainly don't want to be anyone's project or ministry.
Mm-hmm.
It may just be semantics, but being loved on feels very different from simply being loved.
Yeah.
The former gives a sudden flash of contrived kindness, and the latter is simpler but deeper. It suggests the relationship is the point. not the act of love itself. And really, that's what we're looking for, relationship that's honest, back and forth of giving and receiving love. So I think that's a good one. Let's stay away from loving on people.
Yeah.
This is love.
No good.
People. Yeah. Number four, black and white quantifiers of faith, such as believer, unbeliever, backslider. People don't want to be labeled that way, so black and white, stuff you into this category.
Yeah, yeah. I don't put me in that category.
Yeah.
I'm maybe in between.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah. Number five, God is in control or has a plan or works in mysterious ways. And she wraps up what she wrote by saying, what millennials want is to be seen, understood, loved. It's what everyone wants, really. And for this generation of journeyers, choosing honesty over cliche is really a great place to start. Well, that's all we got today. Let's go do life together.
Make sure to check back next week for another installment of Leadership Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dahlman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.